said the things I said. Rides I could not be too caught deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes.
Right back. And you know when.
Hang it up.
'cause we're gonna do our thing. 'Cause you know it ain't over till the fat lady sings. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to die. You've made actually that tuner, and that has been worthwhile. I think this is just about the best that I've heard you in signal strength and quality. Arthur, you're not bad, 5 and 8. And Ken, you're the usual, and David, of course, you're the usual and a bit over. When you're inside and looking at TV program, you can eavesdrop on what's going on, can't you? And it's very nice indeed. So, and no regrets. Righto, well, I think that's just about all now, David. I'll pass it back to you. And I'll let this fiend never have a spell. Because... silence is broken. Oh, what do you know, eh? Righto, David. The gays... Would it worry you? Right, it can have a go, will you please? VK3 and...
I don't know whether it's got to put over to me or not. I was just disconnecting a phone. VK3ACR, VK3GK. Was it put over to me, Charles?
Now, will you go fire test there and lift off when he comes on again and see what happens? That's the first one. Just off the record, there's a bit of monitoring going on. You understand what I mean, don't you? Right, well now, apart from that, it's going exceptionally well. A couple in condenser arcing over. Now we're in trouble all the time here. I'll have to leave it go. The plate code is jumping up. I'll think it over, Tom, and try and get some information out of go and say good morning at the moment, because I can see that I'm only down about less than half power now. 813 is at it.
2-3-2. Oh, good morning, Preston. I'll take it that's you. Two rings and a little bit. The choke in the final, of course, that's a 3 or 4 pi, you know, one of the transmitting chokes. Another two rings. Well, Preston, if that's you, good morning, but it's been very erratic this morning. Yeah. No, Charlie, George, you got other things to do tomorrow morning, but in case he does change his mind. 2-3 Wouldn't it rock you? I 3 rings this time. Right, yes, in case he changes his mind, well then, we'll come along. We're going to see if anyone is there, just... Oh, crap, she's gone again. Stopped again. Oh, they might be testing the exchange, who knows. What were you on, Charlie? Goodness. About the 0.01, yes, well, we'll leave that in abeyance and see what it is, if that is the correct value or not. But there is a reason for it. Bill Sievers, I'm sending him a circuit there. He's interested in it. He's going to give it the once over and see what he makes of it. Nobody there?
Can't hear it for the noise. Someone's speaking, but the noise on the line is terrific. You can't hear it.
Oh, that looks like we've got phone trouble, Charlie. So let's hope it's cleared up a little later on. Righto, well, that's about all for the moment. Right, well, for the present, we say cheerio, VK's. Oh, God, here it is again. At varying strength, so I did take the liberty of asking him to write to you. They're starting to find... Oh. What do you make of it? And, we'll have it out now and we'll get direct on it. But, anyway, the reading is reversed. I don't know. I think someone must be playing a joke, surely. Well, again, VK3GK, VK3ACR,
Yeah, VK3, yeah, VK3, ATR, VK3,
again. Well, I'm back again. And if the person that is listening to check up on, as I gave you before, the 0.01 couplings in the producer's plate current. They got some aluminium. Well, look, Murray, I'll leave you for the moment, and thanks. This phone is going again, and I've missed it three times, and I'll try and catch it this time. Anyway, thanks for the information, Murray. And believe me, he stopped again, about the three or four rings and stopped. I wonder if it's a nuisance call. Who knows? Righto, Murray. Well, righto. Well, look, there's that phone again. I'll have to run this time and try and get him. Oh, no. Now, look, this has been going all the morning. Two, three, four rings and stops. And I think it must be somebody that's playing. Now, just look at it. Listen at it. Here it is again. Two, three rings. Righto, Murray. Well, we try and catch it somehow.
Silence is broken.
Oh, good God's sake. And I'll let this fiend never have a spell.
Silence is broken.
What do you know, eh? This morning. Yeah, two rings in a little bit. Oh, good morning, Preston.
Oh, for God's sake.
What do you know?
Don't worry. Look, just off the record, there's a bit of monitoring going on.
Two. Oh, good morning, Preston. I take it that's you. Two rings in a little bit. Another two rings. Well, Preston, if that's you, well, good morning, but it's been very erratic this morning. Three. Two. Three. Wouldn't it rock you, eh? Three rings this time. Oh, Foxy, gone again. And it stopped again. Oh, they might be testing the exchange, who knows? Oh, that looks like we've got phone trouble, Charlie. So let's hope it's cleared up a little later on. Oh, God.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, now, just look at it. Listen at it.
42 and acute and very sensitive, but they are difficult, and unless you've got the frequency, you'll be fiddling around for quite a while. And that drift, actually, that you spoke of, Jeff, well, that's most unusual because the oscillator is tied down very securely, actually, and I've never had any drift in mine. But all told, actually, for a test receiver, they're very good. Well, in regards to my problem, well, then I don't know how it's going to end, chaps. It's the good old days are gone. And, yes, I've given them a lot of praise, the Caulfield Repet, because they have turned out an excellent meal. But when I got this one, of course, my hopes fell. Oh, by the way, Jeff, how was the grapefruit? There's a few more come down, but, the lady over the road's put in a claim for them, so I've got to hold them. All right, well, that's it for this morning, chaps. And I shall... and the failures and that they got, and the immense proportions of the equipment. Well, I know at the brigade there, when I put the computer in, it was all valves. It was a hell of a thing. I suppose extended about 20 feet, at least 20 feet. And the heat given off from that equipment was quite excessive. Well, I don't know if they've made any improvements because they haven't consulted me, so I wouldn't know. Right, but that was the first instance when computers came out, when they got the valve version of it, and well. Where that happened, that used to be our lunch room, the officer's lunch room, there where we got served up a nice hot dinner. We had an excellent cook there, one of the firemen, and he prepared a beautiful. The computer came along and they were looking for somewhere to put it. So they put it in the mess room. And that ended our dinners. So we all had to provide our own dinners after that. Oh, that was a shame. But nevertheless, that's progress, isn't it? I did write to Harry there and told him of the circumstances in which I got my permit in 1924. But they didn't choose to answer. So, I let that go. I didn't worry any more about that. But Jimmy Malone gave me that in 1924. So that means I'm a pretty old guy, doesn't it? All right, chaps, that'll have to do for this morning. I'll go out and cover up the grass that I've raked onto the lawn there to dry out. Right, well now, in regard to the dogs, well, David's got a golden cocker spaniel. Oh, she's a lovely old girl. And all these years, she's just about 14 now, like yours, Jeff, all these years, the few times that I've been able to get over there, during last year, because I was really, really housebound most of the year. And when I went over there Christmas Day, do you know that little devil came out to greet me and she recognized my voice straight away. Now, how can they sense that? She hadn't seen me for months. So she came up wagging her tail, and she's nearly blind now, so they more or less might have to put her to sleep at any time.
Amateur Hour, program number 910. 60 minutes of entertainment with the amateurs of Australia, broadcast through 55 stations covering the continent and through Radio Australia to the Pacific countries and the world. And here is the director of Australia's Amateur Hour, Mr. Terry Dear.
Queensland Tour of 1958 with a broadcast of the fourth semi-final of the Lever £1,000 award from the Rialto in Brisbane's West End. Here are the artists in their order of appearance. Number one on the bill is Terry Fitzgerald, vocalist with guitar from Sydney. Number two is Julia Eagles, a juvenile piano accordionist from Brisbane. Number three is the musical comedy soprano Bobby Delaney, winner of our Kempsey show. Fourth act is Alec Miller, saxophonist from Warwick. Number five is Brian Kilmore, a bass baritone from Sydney. Number six introduces Scottish vocalist Kerry Nielsen. As number seven, you'll hear Don Henry on mouth organ from Brisbane. He's followed by Tony Ceridemy, a Warwick Hillbilly, as number eight.
I've been up here and it's given me an opportunity to see a sister of mine who I haven't seen for quite some time.
Where's she live, Terry?
Lives out of Geebung, for dear.
Geebung, it all sounds like a celebration to me, that business. I should be on cracker night or something. You come from Bellingen originally, don't you?
Originally, Mr. Dear. Now I'm living in Sydney. I've been down there about 15 months working with a tobacco company.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how to set me free. I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool, this blind, I just can't see. Oh, lonesome me.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, John. You did introduce me before, did you?
Yes, I said Norman Banks today commemorates 45 years of commercial radio broadcasting.
Johnny, your technique at the microphone is simply colossal. You nearly ate it then. I've got to compete against that big voice of yours, so you should be about 3 feet back, not into it.
Oh, you taught me, Norman.
Johnny, you're incorrigible. Anyway, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a happy day for me, really. And some of the calls I've had in cards and letters form the cockles of my heart. I think the love that's abroad on this day for me is really something that I could never forget. And Michael is here looking very well informed, and I think he's going to play tricks with me. Am I just sort of listening to you? Am I doing the wrong thing?
No, Michael? Not so much well informed, Norman. It's just that I had the opportunity with one of our operators and Mr. Quinn of going through some of the old transcription records that we inveigled out of you.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be worthwhile today just perhaps to jog your memory,
mm-hmm.
And giving you the chance to speak about some of the things that you've been so famous for over the years, to just go back over one or two of them and let them come back to your mind as you rehear yourself doing various things.
This might be an embarrassment.
Oh, I doubt it. When I was very young, I can still remember Sunday nights at home where one of the important things we did was to listen to Voice of the Voyager.
Yes.
And that's, well, I don't know when it started. I do know that in the
1935 it started.
Well, it was still running in the early 50s, wasn't
it? Oh, yes.
That's the only time I remember it.
Well, you know, you're in good company. I think that the comment by Senator Reet, one of my favorite pin-up boys in the Labour Party, a man who I think might be a prime minister one day because he's got all that a prime minister and a good prime minister requires.
Idea at all?
No, but I remember way back, I think it was around about 1970 or 69, that we had a discussion about this at the NBC, which of course in New York, where I had many good friends at that time, and they were saying that I must have interviewed more than 250,000 people, which they considered was a world record, just as they said at that time that nobody probably had ever been at the microphone for as many hours in a lifetime as I had. You know, there might be people who put in an appearance once a week or once a fortnight and then go off on a holiday or a term away from the microphone. But they knew, and of course they're very knowledgeable people, that I'd worked as many as 14 hours a day for something like, 20 years.
Can we go back to 1949, the 18th of April, aboard the RMS Orchides?
Yes.
And an interview that you did then with the Marchioness of Queensbury. Let's hear it.
It's our pleasure now, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce the Marchioness of Queensbury, and we'd like to extend to you a very cordial welcome to Melbourne. We'd like to know also, what are your reactions to your first landing in Australia at Fremantle and Perth?
Well, I was terribly thrilled to arrive in Australia, and I think Perth's a beautiful town. I liked the bush very much, and all the beautiful fruit and flowers, I would say.
Which particular type of flowers did you like best?
Oh, the orange flowers.
You like?
Orange blossoms.
Yes. And the fruit?
And the pears.
You like the pears, did you?
Pears are beautiful.
Haven't you been seeing good pears in England of late?
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Culture faces life. A story taken from the heart of every woman who's ever dared to love completely.
The Adventures of Captain Silver and the Sea Hound.
Sea Hound, ahoy!
Captain Silver calling the Sea Hound. Captain Silver calling the Sea Hound. Come in, Sea Hound. Come in, Sea Hound. Over.
Consider your verdict. In Consider Your Verdict, you hear trials which vividly simulate the drama and human emotions of a courtroom. Any resemblance to any person, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
down, or a bit of reading for you to look at, or that. It would make a bit of a difference. What do you think? And in Sydney, they've been testing the taxi drivers. 40% of them have failed tests on finding places in the city and dealing with passengers' complaints. Have you had problems with taxi riding lately? Drivers, perhaps, who didn't know the way, or discourteous or unhelpful in answering a query? Let's know what you think, and whether or not these are ways in which people can together learn something about, I suppose, ways in which we can advance, get a bit better. A bit better, I suppose we'd say, a bit better service in the end. Milk, petrol, what else? Let's hear what you think. And a little later, I'm going to be talking with Suzanne Baxendall, by the way, of the Anti-Cancer Council. You'll be very interested in what she has to say, and that's a bit later on. But of course, now, welcome as you join our listening circle. I'm Alex Kenworthy, and lots of us come together in these moments to share in conversation. Lifestyles and experiences to our work that are different from those of previous generations. And we face demands and expectations that never crossed the minds of people a few years ago. So we can all learn, can't we? That's what I think stands out very definitely. We can all learn. And I hope that, our minds can be open as we receive, and in other ways we can understand a little bit more about life. The teaser last night, oh, thanks to everyone who reminded me today, the cartoon by Schneider on the back page of the education supplement in the Herald Sun. I didn't actually explain at the end because the program got very busy, but was the student jogger running into or past the tree? And was the figure in the background nursing a sore head or trying to warn the girl? Well, I actually spoke to Simon Schneider, as a matter of fact, last night, and he said the girl is running into the tree. No doubt about it, not going by. She's running into the tree, and the chap in the background is trying to warn her. So there it was. And, thanks to those of you who reminded me today. Goodness. And from the papers, the Battle of Al Alamein in the Desert War, October the 23rd, 1942. Very meaningful article in the Herald Sun. I thought today, hope you've got the chance to read it. It ends with a quote from Rommel, General Rommel, or Field Marshal Rommel, as he became the German commander. Rivers of blood were spilled over a miserable strip of land which in normal times even the poorest Arab would never have bothered about. It's significant, isn't it? Were you in the Battle of Al Alamein? Why don't you tell us if you were? Or did you know someone who was? Or have you visited there? Or perhaps you can tell us something about the battle. Apparently a great number of tanks were involved in the battle, and it was a turning point, apparently. Australians figured largely in the battle, and apparently a turning point in the Desert War. Do you know something about it? Tell us. Letters to the editor, again in the Herald Sun, I noticed that Joseph of St Kilda complains about tram conductors reading on the job. You ever noticed that? I can remember a lady conductress. I used to take a regular trip on a tram, sort of up Bourke Street it was, and around. I was going to a course, and several times came across a conductress who actually knitted. That is, she'd kind of just move along and knit, because ladies can knit, can't they, without being preoccupied with it. But, yeah. He says that there are conductors who read on the job, and lazy for them and dangerous for passengers. He said, have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that people seem to be, that conductors or conductresses seem to be reading on the job? Doesn't seem to be a terribly good idea, does it? And particularly when, you know, the recent campaign about the retaining of conductors made the point, especially that it was, you know, the alertness and elderly people getting on and off and people who needed some assistance. It was made of that. Well, what do you think? locally made orange juice compared with imported orange juice concentrate. There's a bit of a debate developed, particularly when you think of the need for increased production of Australian goods and consumption here in the home market. That's something that you may want to look at, but lots of things that you may want to consider. And several of you had a shot at saying what you felt was the favourite trip, you know, on the cable tram. Who was it was telling me just in the last couple of days that he and his mother would be going somewhere and they'd wait, because the tram came about every 3 minutes, and they'd wait until one came by, you know, where the front, the sort of dummy car had seats unoccupied, so they could sit on those seats, be out in the open air, especially on a spring day. Well, do you remember your favourite ride on the cable trams? Why don't you share that with us? Like that, and realise that dozens of people have complained in a particular area of concern. When you see that, I think you're reminded, aren't you, that perhaps you've got a lot of company as well, and perhaps just a reminder that
somebody like David can have a differing point of view. That's important to me. See, I shudder at times, David, when somebody phones and says, Hal, I believe everything you say. And I'm terrified at that because that's dangerous. I've only got a point of view and quite often I'm wrong. The predominance of tribes in the country, they're all interfeudal because they're intertribal anyway.
On your mark.
I'm a great believer that you have the right to be part of the union or not. I'm a great believer in a secret ballot. I'm a great believer in a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, but I don't believe as a unionist myself.
them all made away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live.
Peace of mind when we live in a world.